We read in Matthew 24, Jesus' words, that this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. But Jesus needs you as a Christian to become equipped for this work. Welcome to the Catalytic Podcast, a ministry resource of 1-8 Catalysts. This podcast exists to give you practical and easy-to-remember tools toward spiritual growth that leads to Great Commission fulfillment. We'll also have interesting interviews of people who have walked the journey towards Great Commission fulfillment, and we'll be able to hear their stories. And now it's time for the Catalytic Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me for this, the latest episode of the Catalytic Podcast. My name is Mike Falkenstein, and I am the president and founder here at 1-8 Catalyst. And I'm so glad that you're with us for a important episode, actually. This is the beginning to season two of the Catalytic Podcast. And, you know, it's interesting, when I first started podcasting, actually, this is my third podcast, believe it or not, that I've done. And so the first one I did was a podcast about China, being involved in China, back when I was doing a lot of work serving the growth of the church in rural China. And so it was just our ministry at the time was called China Resource Center. And so I did a podcast just called the China Resource Podcast. And then as God began to sort of transition our ministry toward this work we're doing now, which is really kind of connecting Christians globally with resources that enable them to reach their world for Christ, I did a podcast called the Made for Missions podcast and did 85 episodes of that one, which is actually still on my personal website. So if you go to mikefalkenstein.com, you can actually still find that podcast, all 85 episodes, a lot of really good content there. And now here we are on the 25th episode of the Catalytic Podcast, a new podcast that's really a ministry resource of the ministry that I direct called 1-8 Catalyst. And so I've been doing podcasting for a while, and it's interesting because, you know, you post the podcast to the services, so Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, you know, wherever podcasts are available, and our podcasts are available wherever you get your podcasts, and they have this thing called seasons. And so, of course, you put in what episode number it is, and then it said seasons. And for a long time, you know, I've just not really known what a podcast season really is. And so just in the last 6 months or so, I really caught on to this idea. And so a podcast season is actually much like a TV show season, right? So for example, my wife and I like to watch the show Blue Bloods that's on CBS, and I think they're in season 12. So a season of Blue Bloods might have 22 episodes, or a season of Seinfeld or Friends or your favorite TV show. And then they take a 4-month break, and then they come back with the next season. And so I say all of that to mention that this is now the beginning of season 2 of the Catalytic Podcast. And so today I'm doing an abbreviated episode of the Catalytic Podcast just to kind of give you an intro to season 2. So we're going to have 25 episodes of the Catalytic Podcast in season 2, and the episodes are divided into 5 sections. So 5 sections, 25 episodes all together. That'll take us from this episode 25 until episode 49. That'll be the end of season 2. And so before I get into the sections and actually what you'll be able to look forward to in the next season of the Catalytic Podcast, what I thought I would do for those of you that are just new to our ministry and to what we do, just give you a little bit of a review, a little bit of an update on who we are at 1-8 Catalyst. So 1-8 Catalyst is a ministry that I started together with my wife, Sherry, back in 2005. We actually started off, the name of our ministry was China Resource Center. And so for 10 years or so, we were serving the growth of the church in rural China. In about 2015, we believed that God was, you know, transitioning us to something else, right? We began learning about the needs of the global lost, And then we began seeing some of these, you know, the resources that were available to connect Western Christians to the needs of the global lost. And God really directed us towards creating resources and delivering training that is a catalyst enabling every Christian to reach their world for Christ. And so that's kind of a fancy way. That's our mission statement, by the way. And so our mission is really to create resources and deliver training that is really doing two things. So we're creating these resources and delivering this training to help Christians become fully devoted followers of Jesus, fully devoted disciples, because we believe that when you are a fully devoted disciple of Jesus, you will want to reach your world for Christ. And so, you know, we see throughout the New Testament kind of evidence of this, right? Everything from Jesus saying, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit, to again, Jesus in John 15, that famous passage, I think it's verses 1-8, where he's all, you know, abide in me and I in you. I'm the vine. My father is a vine dresser. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Kind of the flip side of that is, as you're doing well in your relationship with Jesus, you're just going to bear good fruit, right? So the example I often give is the pear tree in my backyard. You know, the pear tree in my backyard actually is, I just have to do nothing to it to enable it to bear fruit. And it bears a lot of pears. And so it's just got what it needs. It's in the right place. The soil is good. It gets enough water, enough sun, and it's just going to do what it's going to do. And so that's really what we do. So for those of you, again, who have not been listening to the Catalytic Podcast, a couple of suggestions. One, just begin, go back to episode one and begin listening to the episodes. So the first, let's see, we are at episode 25. And so the first 24 episodes really largely are people that I've asked to come on the podcast, and I've interviewed them and just asking them, okay, tell us a little bit about how you came to know Christ. As you came to know Christ, you said, oh, you know, I think God wants me to be involved in reaching my world for Christ, whatever that looks like. And tell us a little bit about what that, you know, how that happened. And so the idea there, of course, is that for those who are Christians who are listening to the podcast but don't really know, and I think there's a lot of us out there that, you know, just don't really know exactly how to do that, you know, how to actually begin reaching people and proclaiming the gospel and making disciples and seeing God, you know, use you in ways that you've not been used in the past. And so so that was really my intent in these first 24 or 25 episodes, was simply to help you be able to see, okay, in the lives of people that, you know, that I know as the podcast host are, you know, finding Great Commission fulfillment, what did that look like, so that you can go, you know, I probably could do that same thing in my own life. And so now we go to the second season of the Catalytic Podcast, and we're going to kind of take the podcast to some new places. And so in the season two, as I mentioned, the episodes are divided into five sections. So the five sections are five episodes on what I call the spiritual disciplines. So I'm just going to walk you through what it really looks like to have a regular quiet time, and what does it mean to do scripture memory, and like practical stuff. And in each episode, I'm going to have a guest that's going to come on and kind of explain that. And together, we'll kind of unpack that and give you some first steps. And what you'll find with a lot of the resources and training that we create with 1-8 Catalyst, this is not just an education piece. Like, we do not want you just to go, okay, now technically I know what a quiet time is, what it looks like to be reading the Bible daily. But we're going to give you some first steps. So, for example, I've created a tool for us at 1-8 Catalyst to, so if you've never read all the way through the Bible, we've created a 5-day-a-week reading plan so that you can actually read through the Bible. It's like, if you can give this 5 days a week, I can get you all the way through the Bible in a year. So not only am I giving you the technical details of that, I'm giving you some tools, some first steps, In fact, this term first steps, we use that a lot in our ministry. Here's some first steps for you to be able to do that. So the spiritual disciplines, first five episodes, the second five episodes are really four pastors. And so, those of you that know me know that I have a deep heart for the local church and pastors in particular. There are some of you may not know this, but our pastors in our Western churches are generally not doing very well. And that's a surprise to a lot of people because, you know, on Sunday morning you see a pastor and he's up there and, you know, seemingly doing great. But a couple of months ago, I released a new book resource called Being and Making Disciples in the Western Church, A First Steps Guide, which, by the way, if you go to our website, 1-8-Catalyst.org, you can actually get this book for free, the ebook anyway. And then if you need paperback copies, those are available on Amazon. But the book, it's an interesting book because it's just a little three chapter and an epilogue book. But man, for the 84 pages that it's been given, I do actually think it packs quite a punch. And so people have really been enjoying it and we've been getting some good reviews. But in the book, actually in the introduction, I give some statistics about our Western pastors. And so according to one pastoral counseling ministry website, the statistics on Western pastors are staggering. And I won't give them all to you, but things like 70% of pastors say they have a lower self-esteem now than when they entered ministry. 70% of our pastors are constantly fighting depression. 80% believe their pastoral ministry has negatively affected their families, and 33% have said that their pastoral ministry is an outright hazard. 80% of ministry spouses feel left out and unappreciated by their church. This one really breaks my heart. 38% of our pastors are divorced or divorcing. And so, yeah, our pastors, y'all, are not doing well. So I just want to throw some encouragement and some love to the pastors. And so we're going to look at, you know, at 1-8 Catalyst, we really do believe that the church really is the first place where we learn how to be a disciple of Jesus and the first place where we should be making disciples of Jesus. And so there's a biblical mandate for pastors to make disciples. We'll do an episode on that. Tips for pastors who may not know how to make disciples. An interesting thing too about doing this latest book, Being and Making Disciples in the Western Church. When I was doing the research for the book, and you can do this too, if you just go to Google and you just type in what I didn't learn in seminary, it's amazing all the stuff that comes up that these pastors are like, yeah, I learned such and such in seminary, but what I really needed was these things over here. And some of these things over here are how to help people grow spiritually, how to make a disciple, how to lead a Bible study. You know, some of these things where you go, I think that, you know, we probably should be teaching pastors how to help people grow spiritually. And if we're not, there's, you know, certainly something missing. So, pastors, I got your back. I'm going to help you with that. And so we're going to talk about an episode about, you know, why these, talk about more about these statistics on pastors, why they're struggling, give some encouragement to them. So the next section in season two of the Catalytic Podcast is simply a section that I'm entitling Making Disciples as a Lifestyle. And so, you know, you all, if you listen to the first 24 episodes, you heard people who have shared their story and said, okay, so here's what it looks like. Here's how I became a Christian. And then here's really kind of what it looked like for me then to become a disciple maker and someone that regularly is sharing the gospel. So we're going to have five episodes where I'll be kind of taking you to kind of what I would call the next step there, right? So things like, let's just talk about what is a disciple of Jesus? What are the first steps towards making disciples? You know, as you're making disciples in your daily life, you know, a weekly schedule there, what does that look like? How do you begin to ask somebody to enter into this relationship where you're meeting together? And, you know, what does that look like? Some tools. I'll have an episode, Top Tools for the Disciple Maker. And that is actually something I really hopefully can do well for you guys is I've got all kinds of tools, and I am a resource maker. So I would, I'm looking forward to that. And then finally, how to build a disciple-making culture in your church. And so I'm really excited about that section because it's really kind of where I've been living for the last, you know, just call it 30 years or so. So anyway, final two sections here. Those of you that know anything about our ministry know that we have a series of books called the Six Marks book series. And the second book in that series is a book called Keeping Watch Over Souls, the Six Marks of a Church That Makes Disciples. And it is a book that is a book resource specifically for church elders and church leaders. And so I'm going to just take you through the six marks of a church that makes disciples. Again, having guests come on and talk about each one. You know, the guests actually will be generally people who I know are doing a good job. They're at churches that are doing a good job of this. So for example, one of the six marks of a church that makes disciples is that a church that is making disciples is discovering the redemptive power of community, right? Small group ministry and how that's done well, commitment to biblical conflict resolution. And so, but what'll be interesting about this section actually of, this actually be six episodes, is that not only, again, will I give you the, here is the mark, we'll have someone come on and talk about kind of what that looks like at their church. But one of the magic pieces, if you will, for the book I just wrote, Being and Making Disciples in the Western Church, is that not only am I saying, okay, church leaders, a church that is good at making disciples has a high view of Scripture, for example, but this is also a church that whose congregation, I'm going to actually give the you all who are congregation members things to kind of be looking for. So here's how you know if your church has a high view of Scripture. Here's how you know if your church sees membership as a disciple-making tool, which, by the way, it really can be and should be. So, and then the final section is really just what I'm calling the last four episodes on directions towards Great Commission fulfillment. So I'm going to have some really fun guests that'll come on and just talk about, you know, encouragement for Christians to be fully devoted followers, just kind of in the season, you know, kind of with a bang, so to speak. And so, as you can tell, I'm really excited about season two of the Catalytic Podcast. So here's what I would recommend that you do as I end this episode. If you do not subscribe to this podcast, go ahead and just go to the podcast provider that you use. So generally, if you've got an iPhone, that'll be Apple Podcasts. If you're like me and you've got an Android device, that'll just be Google Podcasts. You can find us there. Just type in Catalytic Podcast and you'll find us and subscribe. And then as you're listening to episodes during season two, I would just highly recommend and would encourage you just to leave a rating and a review of the podcast. That helps other people find us. If you have any suggestions as it relates to podcast episodes in the future, here at 1-8 Catalyst, we do have a suggestion line. If you'll just call or text 303-335-9658. I will receive those and take them under serious consideration. So, and finally, let me just say, so I have laid out 25 episodes. As it often happens, the Holy Spirit, of course, is not only is he actively involved, hopefully, in everything we do at 1-8 Catalyst, but occasionally we'll be going through a season of the podcast, and something will just touch my heart, or I'll get a suggestion, and I'll say, I've got to do an episode on such and such. So right now, it's looking like the season two will take us through episode 49, but you never know. You never know what might come about. So send me those suggestions. Be praying for me that the Holy Spirit really does intervene and intercede, and maybe we'll just get to 50 or 51 and we'll put in some bonus episodes, and that'll be awesome. So, hey, listen, I was intending for this to be a much shorter episode, but you can see I'm really excited about the next 25 episodes plus of the Catalytic Podcast. Again, subscribe and send us a rating and review on your podcast provider. And please, go to our suggestion line and leave us a suggestion. I sure appreciate you all, and I really hope that these resources, like the Catalytic Podcast, will enable you to find Great Commission fulfillment. I appreciate you all, and we'll look forward to seeing you and having you on the next episode of the Catalytic Podcast. Thank you for joining me for the latest episode of the Catalytic Podcast. For more information, be sure to visit our website at 18catalyst.org. And never forget, the Great Commission is a command that Jesus gave you as a Christian to obey. I'll be praying for you that you find your part in it. See you next time.